B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
On the line with us, do you want to take it from here?
Oh, of course, why not?
Yeah, go ahead.
On the line with us, I present to you my former teammate, my man, Greg, Super Bowl champion Lewis.
G. Lou, welcome G. in, Lou. Man.
What's going on, man?
All right. Man. Trey reached out to us yesterday, said, I think I can get us G. Lou. And I was like, I want to talk to G. Lou.
Of course.
And G. Lou, here you are. Congratulations on your Super Bowl championship. How was the parade for you?
It was surreal. It was exciting. I had my kids, my wife out there, just seeing that sea of red and everything. And the guys enjoyed themselves. So it was something special that I won't forget.
All right. Now, let's just cut to the chase and ask the hard question everyone wants to know.
Go right ahead.
Travis Kelce or Jason Kelce, who had a better Super Bowl speech? You're damn right. We asked the tough questions.
I'm going to go with Travis Kelce.
Oh, come on!
Jason Kelce did a hell of a job out there.
I hate you, man. So how is it, man, coaching one of the fastest receiving groups, core groups out there in the game?
It's exciting. It's fun to come to work every day, just being around those guys and how they work. I mean, obviously they have speed, but just their work ethic and the love they have for the game, it's easy to coach these guys and when they just go out and make things happen.
Yeah. Andy Reid, what was he like in the locker room after the game? He had some great quotes in his post-game news conferences, his day-after news conference. What was it like to party with your former head coach?
It was awesome. It was awesome just to see the big smile on his face, see him cut loose a little bit and just enjoy the moment, because you're always around him. I've been around him for a while, and he's got that serious look on his face, and he's on the football, but just see him let his hair down and enjoy the moment was exciting for us.
Man, that's awesome, man.
G. Lou, there's been talk about Patrick Mahomes, you know, the greatest start to a quarterback maybe in the history of the game. What's it like watching him every day, and how much has he grown since he first broke into the league?
You saw it early on when he got here, although we had Alex just in him at practice and doing some of the things that he did as a rookie, and it just continues to grow. I mean, I think Kafka and Coach Reed and EB are doing a great job of bringing him along, and then he's just taking the reins and going out there and playing and allowing his skill set to show.
You've obviously coached with Doug Peterson. You've coached with Andy Reid. A lot of people just draw that parallel right away. Are they similar in their coaching styles?
I would say yes and no. I think each individual coach has his own style. I think coaches pull from who they've been around and what they've learned from different systems and different people. And Coach Reid obviously has been around a lot of coaches. And Doug has been around a lot of coaches, and they have some similarities, but they're obviously different coaches.
Of course. Speaking with Greg Lewis, Super Bowl champion wide receiver coach Greg
ESPY
Lewis.
ESPY Award winning, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I got to give a man his props.
Of course.
You know, it is funny to see that this guy right here is over a segment. G. Lou.
Oh, yeah.
My man, G. Lou.
Yeah,
it wasn't that long ago that we were on the back of the plane.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes.
And he had Asante and Lito taking their shirts off down to the undershirts, ready to jump on him. What? Because G. Lou is around there. G. Lou is the master of, like, poking somebody. Like, where you, right. I'm not touching you. And he's like, yeah, I'm right there in your face. Oh, yeah. G. Lou had Lito and Asante take their shirts off. They down to their undershirts.
Uh-huh.
Ready to fight him.
Okay.
And it was all over.
Uh-huh.
G. Lou, go ahead and tell him. Yeah. What was this fight about?
No.
He was out of fish grease.
Fish grease.
Fish grease. Yeah. Had the boy back there hot.
Yeah.
And it was all about it. They were hood or not. It was
no.
The argument was only on if they hood or not. If they gangster or whatever.
Well, just out
hilarious.
Of curiosity. Just out of curiosity, may I ask, who was more hood?
It's obviously G. Lou. He had them boy fire hot, man.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Why were you a little instigator there, G. Lou?
That's what I'm good at. I mean, I enjoy getting people fired up. And seeing what they're going to do and seeing how far you can take it.
You got to play to your strengths, G. Lou.
Wow.
Oh, man.
The more we learn.
Yeah, man. My man is Super Bowl champion now, man. Congratulations, brother.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, another congrats for me as well, but I got to ask you this. So you go out there, and you have a very talented wide receiving core, actually, obviously, in Kansas City. Here in Philly, there is a multitude of problems with the wide receiving core and a lot of drops that this team had. How do you get it into a player's, like, is there any way as a coach you can coach up a player to, I don't know, either have more confidence or just be better talent-wise on the field? How do you get the best out of a player?
I think you allow guys to be who they are, and that gets the best out of them, in my opinion. When you try to put people in a box and make everybody the same, guys aren't used to that, and then they don't conform to that. Then they put pressure on themselves, and things don't work out the way you want them to work out for those type of guys. So allowing guys to be who they are, but within the confines of the offense or the defense or the special teams, I think gives guys opportunities to go out and play and make plays, whether it's receiver, running back, quarterback, O-line, D-line, each position. If you're allowed to let go and do what you do, I think you get the best out of guys.
Now I know if you're not going to tell me who's more hood, whether or not it's Asante Samuel or Lito Shepherd, was that
one? Yeah, man. Dude, it was hilarious, dude. I'm telling you, like, Big Red had to come back from the front of the plane. Like, to come back there to check and make sure everything was okay. The flight attendants had left because they felt like it was getting really heated. The vein was popping out of Lito's forehead. The Asante one dread that was up front was all the way to the side. You know, it had really...
I had Trey back there with me
for a little
period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't going to let them jump on, but nah, it was just hilarious. Like, the flight attendants felt like, you know what, we got to go because it's getting real heated back here. And everybody took it off their shirts and everything. Oh, it was hilarious, man.
So, if you're not going to tell me, answer that question as to who's more hood, I know you're not going to give me too many details here, but I got to ask this. Because a guy that we remember you not butting heads with, but certainly having issues with here is a guy that we've had issues with, and that's Nelson Agholor. And that play, the game in Seattle, where he said afterwards he was thinking too much and all that. When you look back on that time here in Philadelphia, is there anything you would have done different in that scenario, or is there anything you could have done different to maybe coach him up a little bit more?
With Nelson?
Yeah.
Specifically Nelson? No, I've talked to Nelson, and that was one of my favorite guys to coach. It wasn't about butting heads. It was about misaligning, and we just didn't get the play right. And we scored a touchdown on that play. So it was just a conversation between the coach and the player, or a face between the coach and the player. But as far as getting the most out of him, I mean, you coach guys differently, and you give them everything you got. And I want to say that Nelson gave me everything that he had, and he's given Philadelphia everything he has when he's out there. He's one of the guys that works extremely hard and wants to do the right thing in situations that came up with him that didn't work out, and then in situations that did work out. And that's what sports is all about. I mean, everything ain't going to be perfect every time you go out there. And I think he left it all out there for the city and got him a championship out there, and then we'll see where it goes from there for him. But I don't have any ill will towards any of the guys that I coached there or the organization. It was an opportunity for me, and it didn't work out. They moved on, I moved on, and we're still rolling.
Yeah, you're a Super Bowl champion. Yeah, it goes. Now, obviously, you played. You know, other than that ESPY that Trey mentioned and your apparent instigator analysis.
Master instigator.
Yeah.
You were
a trophy for that, too.
You were, up until Alshon Jeffery caught a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, you were the only Eagles wide receiver to catch a touchdown pass in a Super Bowl. That's like a fun fact that I always remembered about you on that drive that we always go back to in 05. So what was it like to play in a Super Bowl then versus the way you got to it as a coach, even before winning? Just what was that whole experience like? How did it differ?
Well, let me just say this. I'm still the first receiver.
That's
great that he got one and all that. But playing in the Super Bowl, I mean, it's a little different because you were out there grinding, doing all the stuff, and out there with your teammates, and it's different from that perspective. But being a part of this championship here as a coach and being a part of helping Coach Reed achieve one of the goals that obviously he has set for himself and the organization, it's still special. It's still awesome to be a part of. and seeing your guys go out and perform on the offense and the receiver room, it felt like I was out there. I wanted to be out there with them. Obviously, I'm too old now. I don't want to get hit no more. So, but it's just a great feeling to be a part of. Obviously, I felt the agony of defeat in 05, and to see this side of it, I mean, it's awesome.
That's good.
Yeah. So, do you want to be a head coach one day? You want to be an offensive coordinator? What do you want to do long term?
Definitely. Looking forward to opportunities to be a coordinator, to be a head coach. And it's a process. It's a process that you have to go through. Been coached for 8 years now, so I'm learning all the behind the scenes stuff and how to interact with different people, X's and O's, all that. Small detail type stuff that you need to know to lead an organization. And if an opportunity presents itself, I'm excited for it.
Eric Bieniemy is a guy that is getting attention, but for some dumb reason, not a head coach yet at the NFL level. How good of a job did Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy do working together?
It's been awesome. Now, obviously, it culminated in a championship this season and a step away from being part of it. Last year, EB has come in and picked up where Nags left off and took us to the next level. And it's been exciting to see him grow as a coordinator, see Coach Reed grow as a head coach and continue to give guys opportunities to show what they can do and do what they do. And get us to where we need to get to.
The other thing is another guy here, a former teammate of yours, Deuce Daly, in my opinion, got passed over again for a promotion. Should have been an offensive coordinator here in Philadelphia. Do you have conversations with Deuce? Does he talk about, you know, maybe taking the next step in his career as well?
Yes, I've talked to Deuce, and Trey probably talked to him more than me since he's right there with him. Mm-hmm. But it's frustrating at times for different guys and situations. But Deuce is a great coach. He got an opportunity to be the head coach down at one of the collegiate bowl games 2 years ago. So he got that experience. Getting passed over, I wouldn't say he got passed over. I would say the opportunity just didn't work out for him. There's plenty of people that know who Deuce Daly is and what he brings to the table. And he will get an opportunity. And he deserves the opportunity to go out there and be a coordinator, head coach type of guy because he has all the insight. From being around great coaches and his opportunity will come just like everybody. It's just a process that we have to deal with at this present time. And we just continue to grind. We don't let it stop us, how we work or how we approach our day to day, activities.
That's right. Awesome, man. You know, I was just sitting here thinking, I was like, man, G Lou, this is G Lou.
this is G Lou.
I was sitting, how the family doing though? How they taking it all in?
Wife is enjoying it. Kids enjoying it. These four kids, they running around. They was at the parade. I had to try to keep them bundled up. They love Kansas City. So they enjoying all the stuff. The wife is ready for me to get home and take care of these kids and give them a break, which I need to do.
Yeah.
Obviously this coaching profession takes a lot of time and our families suffer the most of time away from them, and my wife has done a tremendous job with helping with the kids and taking care of them and holding everything down. So now it's my turn to give back in this off season, give her some break, let her do what she needs to do, let the kids get them in line, and then we roll.
Hey, now you know if you need me to babysit again, you know.
Yeah, I might fly them out there to I'm all for them all.
G Lou dropped off one of his kids one time.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm sitting up there playing with the baby. Like, yeah. As soon as his wife left and closed the door, the baby started crying and didn't stop crying until she came back and got
Greg Lewis, one last thing for you. Did you happen to see Andy Reid get those cheeseburgers?
No, but I have seen him eat some cheeseburgers.
I don't doubt that. Greg Lewis, the first Eagles wide receiver to catch a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
SB Award winner for the touchdown. It was with the Vikings, a reception for Brett Favre.
From Favre.
Not too bad. And Super Bowl champion and champion instigator Greg Lewis. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.